negotiated cash fed cattle trade began on Thursday with higher prices in Nebraska. Retailers are part of the reason prices this fall are stronger than originally anticipated. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 8th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained largely undeveloped through Thursday afternoon, based on USDA reports. There was some early dress trade in Nebraska at $181 to $182 a hundredweight, which was $1 to $2 higher than last week. Although too few to trend, there were also some dress sales in the Western Corn Belt at $181 to $182, and some live at $114. The positive outlook for cash prices, continued higher wholesale beef values, and higher outside markets helped lift cattle futures Thursday. Except for unchanged in spot D's, live cattle futures closed an average of 42 cents higher. Except for 2 cents lower in spot November, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 96 cents higher across a range of 40 cents to $1.52 higher. Wholesale beef values were higher on moderate to fairly good demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.15 higher Thursday afternoon at $238.29 a hundredweight. Select was $1.49 higher at $213.02. Grain futures were mixed as traders positioned themselves ahead of Friday's monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. Corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents lower through September of 20 and then mostly a penny lower. Soybean futures, though, closed 7 to 10 cents higher through August of 20 and then mostly 2 to 5 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed to higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Steer and heifer calves traded with a much higher undertone. There were 7,000 head on offer. Steers sold $3 to $20 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, while heifers sold steady to $14 higher. There were 5,240 head on offer. At Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers weighing 4.5 to 600 pounds sold $5 to $6 higher. The exception was a dollar lower for steers weighing 500 pounds. Heifers weighing 4.5 to 600 pounds sold $1 to $3 higher. There were 3,855 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing 400 to 550 sold unevenly steady at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota with 3,562 head on hand. Steers weighing more than 551 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher. Feeder heifers sold steady to $3 lower. At Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, feeder steers weighing 500 to 550 sold $9 higher, $3 higher at 5.5 to 600 pounds, and $10 higher at 600 to 650 pounds, but $9 lower at 650 to 700 pounds, and then $12 higher at 700 to 750 pounds, and a dollar higher at 950 to 1,000 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds sold $5 to $6 higher, $4 lower at 600 to 650 pounds, $13 lower at 650 to 700 pounds, $2 lower at 800 to 850, and a dollar lower at 900 to 950 pounds. There are 2,998 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold mostly $3 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa with 1,906 head on offer. Heifers weighing 700 to 750 sold $3 to $5 higher. Major U.S. financial indices climbed on Thursday with reports that the U.S. and China are making progress on a trade deal, including agreement to roll back some existing tariffs if and when a deal is struck. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 182 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 8 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 23 points. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, says fed cattle, feeder cattle, and calf cash prices have all been stronger than expected through this fall. He adds that live cattle and feeder cattle futures contract prices have also shaken off the pessimism about abundant supplies, which was compounded by the unexpected closure of the Tyson beef plant in southwest Kansas. Kuntz explains part of the support comes from the supply side, including the lighter year-over-year carcass weights for much of the year, as well as packers running substantial Saturday kills for a long while. However, less talked about, he says, is the strong retailer and consumer effects. He explains packer margins and the live-to-wholesale beef price spread remains higher since August than in other months and years. Part of that stems from the Kansas plant closure, but he notes that the live-to-retail price spread moved little during the same period. With the live-to-wholesale spread up and the live-to-retail spread even, he says it's the retailers who have taken a chunk out of their margins. In sum, Kuntz says, it's clear the retailer has helped the cattle market turn the corner on any pessimism from summer supplies and slaughter disruption, and there doesn't appear to be any pushback from consumers. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 8th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.